but the faster you go, the more time dilates. For astronauts orbiting the Earth for 800 days, it starts to add up. But what affects humans also affects machines. Satellites of the Global Positioning System are also hurtling around the Earth at thousands of miles an hour, so time dilation kicks in here too. In fact, their speed causes the atomic clocks on board to disagree with clocks on the ground by 7 millionths of a second daily. Left uncorrected, this would cause GPS to lose accuracy by a few kilometres each day. So what does all this have to do with time travel to the far distant future? Well, the faster you go, the greater the effect of time dilation. If you could travel really close to the speed of light, say 99.9999%, on a round trip through space for what seemed to you like 10 years, you'd actually return to Earth around the year 9000. Who knows what you'd see when you returned? Humanity merged with machines, extinct due to climate change or asteroid impact, or inhabiting a permanent colony on Mars? But the trouble is that getting heavy things like people, not to mention spaceships, up to such speeds requires unimaginable amounts of energy. It already takes enormous particle accelerators, like the Large Hadron Collider, to accelerate tiny subatomic particles to close to light speed. But one day, if we can develop the tools to accelerate ourselves to similar speeds, then we may regularly send time travellers into the future, bringing with them tales of a long forgotten past.